Okay, we're up to Simon Kuf Pei Ches, page 120, page Kuf Pei Ches Yiv Aleph, Nusach Brocha Shlishis, V'dinei Birkas HaMozon B'Shabbos, V'atoye B'Birkas HaMozon V'o Yusifim. So the loch is as follows. Acha Shechosam Boinu Yerushalayim, Yane Omein Acha Birkas Atzmoy. So the, as we know, we stay Uvnei Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, Mir HaBameinu, and then we say, HaBrochen, and we finish off saying Amen. We finish Shisium, HaBrochus Dereise, until there it's Brochus Dereise, Tatev Meitiv, and the Reise after Uvnei, the Brochus that are coming only with the Rabbonon, Tatev Meitiv is only with the Rabbonon, and therefore we make a very clear separation, and the way we make that separation is by saying Amen. So the Amen there really fulfills two purposes, and primarily it's to show that it's like a stop sign kind of thing, and it's showing us that from here onwards it's actually only with the Rabbonon, it's a different level of the benching. Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Beis. No, that's on the next Seif. So it says, Amen ze yoimenu belachash. This Amen you should say quietly. So you say, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Bnei Yerushalayim. And then you say the Amen, you say that word quietly. Belachash, quietly. Kedei in order shelo yagishu shebirkas hatov ha'meitiv, eino dereise v'zalzelu bo. Shulchan Aruch holds that if you're going to say it quietly, if you're going to say it loudly, then what's going to happen is that everybody's going to chap, oh, why is he saying Amen? He's saying Amen because, really, the continuation of benching is not really important. So therefore, people are not going to be machshiv the second part of benching. It's not an important part of benching. They're going to be disrespectful to the second part of benching. Therefore, you're going to say it quietly in order that people don't chap that you're saying Amen. And if people don't chap, they won't be disrespectful to the second part of benching. Says the Ramah, V'nire, the dafrik shem vorech levado. This halacha only applies if you bench on your own. V'yeinu yoinin amen achar shah brochus. V'yeinu yoinin achar shah brochus, and you would never say amen after your own brocha. Aval, kshem zamnin yoinin olav, when there's other people there benching with you and being yotze with you, there's other people there. Although the person benching is also going to say Amen, nevertheless, it's not so recognizable that he's saying the Amen. There's other people saying Amen with him. So since there's other people saying Amen, you might as well say it with them loudly. It doesn't really make a difference. If you don't have to say it quietly, you can say it, you can join them. Nobody will have a misunderstanding from that. And that's the custom, Medina is elu in most countries, to say it loudly, afilu hamavorich atzmo kshem zamnin, even when there is people benching with, the minig is to say the omen loud, and probably that's from that reason. Okay, so what's the meaning without the Amen? You say it loud, you say it quietly.
If it's a Zuma,
you say Amen loud. But Uvnei, you're going to say it loud. You're going to say Uvnei. You're going to say it loud. Yeah. Anybody else? You say it loud, quiet. Loud. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Sif Cotton Base. Nire de Dafke. V'yesh me'ashvim ha'minik mitam acher. There are others who explain the reason, the minik, why the Amen has to be said quietly. So the first reason, Shulchan Aruch, is because people are going to be disrespectful. The Mishneh Berurah says another reason why some people are saying the Amen quiet. Excuse me, that's the reason why it says as follows. He's Miyashiv the Minik, why people don't say the Amen quietly, but rather they say the Amen loud. Why is it that Shulchan Aruch says you should say the Amen quietly, but many people seem to have the meaning to say the Amen loud? Why is that? So the Mishneh Berurah explains as follows, that in the olden days, that poyalim, meaning workers that are going to work, people who are employed by the day or by the hour, and they are employed to do some work, are they allowed to bench in their paid time? Say you've got a painter in your house, or an electrician in your house, and he's got a good few hours work in your house, and in the middle he's eating and he wants to bench now. Do you expect him to do the bench? Do you expect him not to bench? Short benching, whole benching? What would you say? You're paying him. Every minute counts, as they say.
I suppose, he's got a fear of the bench, so you should be...
Should be okay about it.
Yeah?
Okay, so not everybody's as kind-hearted as you. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that actually, Meikar HaDin, if he's paid by the hour, he needs to only do the raiser part of benching. He only needs to do the main part of benching. The rest part of benching, he doesn't actually need to do. The halach is not so posh. We'll see in a few days in Kuf Tzadi Aleph that the halach is not so posh. But there's such a concept as Poelim not doing the whole benching. There's such a concept.
Can't you do that one?
Yeah, so we'll be discussed there. Potentially, yes. So we'll see that in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Potentially, yes. So the concern is that people would just do the short benching without justification, to do a very short bench without justification, and they'd run off after the Omein. Fine, let's get to work, let's get back to work. However, therefore there was a need to say Omein quietly, that they will say, oh, the rest of benching is not important, I get back to work now. And they'll always, even if they have the time, even if they're not, there's no justification whatsoever, I mean, even when they are getting paid anyway, then they're going to do a short benching. They're going to stop by Uvenay. Therefore, there was a need to say the Omen quietly. That people are not chapping, that there's an interruption over here. But nowadays, now that the benching is done, all the four brachas, in fact, even more than that, the perlim, the workers to do whole benching, there's no need anymore to say the Omen quietly. Again, the whole reason why the Omen was to say it quietly was because perlim would sometimes abuse this. And you'd say, oh, you're saying Omen quietly, that means that you'd say Omen loud. You'd say, oh, the rest of benching is not important. You said Omen, that means the rest is not important. So they would just get off and not do the rest of benching. So therefore there was a need to do the Omein quietly, to confuse the Perlim, to think that you need to do the whole benching. But now that the Perlim anyway need to bench the whole thing, then there's no such room anymore. They're not going to make that mistake anymore. And therefore you might as well say the Omein loud, because Perlim are not going to make that mistake anymore. Interesting svara. And according to that, there's no distinction as to whether you're doing with a zimun or only on your own. You can say omen loud. That is the minute to say omen loud. Now, however, there's an interesting minute, and I think that if you listen carefully, you'll see a lot of people who are makbit on that. But people who haven't joined this, they're not aware of it. Lo yoyma boin Yerushalayim omen b'neshima achas. Don't say boin Yerushalayim omen in one breath, in one go. Rak only yam ting tzas. Make a short stop. Achatevas Yerushalayim. You say boin Yerushalayim. And then you say omen after a split second. Achkach yoyma omen. Kidei shelo yimash meshigam omen b'neshim ha-brochi. In order to make that little bit of separation. It's not really part of the bracha. It's not really part of the bracha. It's just to make a stop sign. So if you listen very carefully, people are Talmidei Chachamim, and people who have learned Dirshu, and people who have learned Mishnah Berurah, they are aware of it, and they will make Bnei Yerushalayim, and they make a short stop, and they're only going to say Omen after a split second. Yeah. Yes, that will be discussed in Kuf Tzadi. We'll see in greater detail, and it's not so posh. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Not always. It depends on the circumstances.
So the question is, if you're trying to confuse them so that they don't know that, either they're going to know the halacha and they're going to say three brachas.
They will not know the halacha. They will be confused. They will sometimes think that they're entitled to make a short benching, whilst in reality they are not.
But if they are saying all four brachas when they should be saying three, then that's gezel.
It is, but it's not really Gezel, because we'll have to see Kuf Tzadi Aleph for that. Okay, you'll see it's not going to be Gezel. Yeah, okay. Siv Gimel. Tzorech lahaski bivocha shlishis Malchus Beis David. In the third bracha, we need to mention Malchus Beis David. What's the lashon that we use? Pardon? Yeah, what's the lashon we use about Malchus Beis David? Yeah, that's right. But so you have to mention the kingdom of David. Do not mention any other kingdom. So whilst there was other Malchus throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, there was other reigns of other kings. But don't mention any other dynasties besides the kingdom of Beis David. Somebody who mentions Malchus Cha, the kingdom of Hashem, Malchus Beis David Mishchecha, and the kingdom of David, the anointed one, Toya makes a mistake. She'ele Hashvus Malchusa de Aro, he Malchusa de Shemayo. Never compare the kingdom of Hashem with the kingdom of a boss of a human. So don't mention, just to be Yotze, don't say, instead of mentioning Malchus Beis David, you say Malchus Beis David, we also mention Malchus Cha, your kingdom, and Malchus Beis David. Never mention in one sentence the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the kingdom of David HaMelech. Obviously, it's inappropriate to compare them. So don't mention both together. Also don't mention Avinu Malkeinu. When you say Yalev Yovoi, don't say Melechanun v'rachum, elo yedalek minas melech. In Yalev Yovoi also don't mention the word melech. Who's for nechoinu, it's a good svora, v'loi roi sinuagin, but I've not seen many people makbid on that. Many people seem to say melech when it comes to Yalev Yovoi. Although in reality, says the Shulchan Ramo, it's better not to use the word melech in this context. Because either you're speaking about Malchus Beis David, or you're talking about Malchus Hashem. Don't put them in the same sentence. Now the reason why some are not makbid on that, Sif Kotten Vav, Mishneh Berurah says, V'chonim kosvu tam lezeh kivin the inyan b'fnei atzmo legamru, it's a different separate noise, l'kapdinam bezeh v'oim v'oiso k'moishim usaderes b'tfilah shmoyne esre. Some said it's okay because you're based, the Yalev Yovoi goes in the order of shmoyne esre, and therefore l'chen in limchosh b'adanoigin ken, since the Yalev Yovoi goes in the order of shmoyne esre, you're allowed to mention there, in that order, also Malchus Beis David, Malchus, and therefore you don't be moichin on somebody who says the word Melech in Yalev Yovoi. Okay, because you're not really meant to mention the Malchus of Hashem. Well, we don't have that minig, but the minig that would be. It would be where it would be exactly? It would be somewhere after mentioning Malchus Beis David. I don't know how you'd put it in where exactly you'd put it. Yeah, I mean you probably. Yeah, I'm saying. Probably. Probably Elokeinu Avinu Malkeinu, Reinu Zuneinu, probably around there. Fanasenu V'chalkinu Avichenu, probably around there. Yeah, okay, Seif Dalet. Nusach Brochazu Pesach Berachem Hashem Elokeinu. The bracha starts with Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, Oy, O, Nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu, V'choisem Bo, Bo'in Yerushalayim, Oy, Menachem Tzion, Bevinyan Yerushalayim. These are the words the bracha is said. Ve'ein leshano is hanusach m'shabbos l'chol. Don't change the nusach between Shabbos and weekday. Tebein b'shabbos ben b'chol, Oy menusach achas. Whether it's on weekday or on Shabbos, the benching should be equal. Do you have a different nusach for Shabbos or weekday, anybody? I mean, besides Ratzeh, obviously. So obviously, that's what we do. We have the same nusach for benching both Shabbos and weekday. Says some of the minik to say Boni Brachim of Yerushalayim, and that is the minik. Rabbi Yisai, there's a general question that, yeah. Why do we? It's, I know, the Nusach Havi is not to say Rachem No. Truth is that many benchers don't have Rachem No. They only do Rachem. It's a Nuschos. Rabbi Yisai, a general question, talking about Shabbos. There is a general rule that you're not allowed to ask for bakoshes, for private requests on Shabbos. So why is it that in benching, we have plenty of those? The Rachamons. We ask for private bakoshes. Oh, you're saying for Amisol. Yeah. Okay, but you hear the question. We say private bakoshes in benching. So... Yeah, you're saying that because you don't change the nusach, so it should be the same. And you're saying because it's a general, it's for general for Klal Yisrael, so it's not private bakosha. Pardon? Yeah. Let me just look for benching over here. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here on this. In Sif Cotton Tess, Eneshan is right to learn that Imaim Bechol Rachem Yom B'Shabbos Gamkin Rachem. The Afal Gav the also Litver Tzrocha B'Shabbos. Although a person is not allowed to ask for personal needs on Shabbos, so even the Rachem is really a Rachem. Have mercy on us. It's also a personal bakosha to some extent. Why not to say Rachem? Have mercy on us on Shabbos. You're not allowed to seek requests, ask requests on Shabbos. Hachashani is different. The Toifas Brocha Kachi Tomid. So he says as follows. Now the point is coming now. Kavagam kol racham on yocha loyim abe Shabbos, afal pi, she'enu mi Toifas Abrocha, she'tiknu chachomim. So the reason is, never mind the fact that it's the Nusach Chachomim, she'kimen she'noagu akoy le'omim, kol pa'am she'mvochim bekes namos. And since this is the Nusach Abrocha, of benching that everybody, that it's a well-established Nusach, that everybody's benching that. Nasalim ke Toifas Brocha. It's Toifas Brocha. It's now include, because everybody does that, everybody benches that, it's become a universally accepted filler. And something which is an universally accepted filler, you're allowed to say on Shabbos. Ve'emezim mishum shela socha b'Shabbos. And therefore, you're allowed to say it on Shabbos. Although, you could argue that it's personal bakoshes, you could argue that it is not appropriate to say on Shabbos, but since it's universal, everybody does it, it's fine, you're allowed to do that. So that's
those are rabbonim, aren't they? Those requests,
even less, yeah.
They're not part of
the Isis, certainly not.
Why were they inserted then?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why was it in the first place inserted if in the first place wasn't so poshut? Yeah, it's a good question. Anybody has got an answer to that? How could it have been in the first place instituted, whichever generation of Chachamim put it in the Nusach HaTfilah, surely, it was universally accepted surely 5 minutes later, but in that first instance, what if I may say so, did they put it in the benching? It's a good question, I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. Yeah. Yeah, and see if, hey, B'Shabbos, I'm about, yeah.
It must have been, it sounds like there was a Nusach Shabbos at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they made this one was made for weekday, that we say on Shabbos.
That is it's Nusach that can be said anytime, yeah.
Yeah. So when they made it,
there
was one for Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And now we don't take one
for Shabbos. I see, yeah. Okay, yeah. Seif hey, b'Shabbos oyim abo retzevach litzenu. As we know, on Shabbos we say retzevach litzenu. Perosh Chodesh v'Yom Tov v'Cholosh El Moedom Yalev Yovoy. On Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed Misi Yalev Yovoy. V'im Chol Echo Men b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed falls on Shabbos, or Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, oyim retzevach litzenu. First you say retzevach litzenu, v'ach kach, and after that, yoyim Yalev Yovoy. You say Yalev Yovoy. Why? Why do you say it's safe first?
It's more common.
That's right, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. everywhere. Todia koidem, when he's a frequent one, the less frequent one, the Todia, the frequent one, comes first. That's a good question that some people have asked. What happens if you say first Yalev Yovim, then you realize that it's actually Shabbos as well? What do you do then? So the answer is, you finish Yalev Yovim, and then you say, let's say. It's not a problem. You can say, let's say, after Yalev Yovim, it's not Me'akev B'dievet. Ve'einu maskeh shel Shabbos b'Yalev Yovim. Shabbos itself is not mentioned Yalev Yovim. V'lo shel Yom Tov v'chulo shel Moed v'rosh Chodesh b'Ritzeva Chitzeinu. And equally, Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in Ritzeva Chitzeinu. Basically, that's what we do anyway. Why is it that we say Ritzei and Yalev Yovim where we say it? Have you ever thought of it? Why don't we say it at the end? Why don't we say it at the very beginning? Why do we say Dafke there? Why would you say it before Uvnei?
Maybe I'm going to put it there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, says the Mishtabua, very nice. Very, very good. Says the Mishtabua that the reason why we say it over there is if Kot Nyud Beis, Oymabar, Lefisha, Skorazu, V'chin Yalev Yovoy, Sim, Retzei, and Yalev Yovoy, Hem Bakoshas Rachmim, was seeking mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was seeking Rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavomi was fixed, Bevirkas, Boin Yerushalayim, was put in the Baruch Hu, Boin Yerushalayim, She Gam Ken Bakoshas Rachmim. It's actually quite similar to what you were saying as well. It's where we seek Rachmim, we seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Vnei Yerushalayim, please build Yerushalayim, please construct Yerushalayim again. And in that context, well, as we mentioned, Kodesh Baruch Hu returning to Yerushalayim, just before that, we mentioned also all the other requests. So it's a good place to ask Hashem for Yalev Yovim and Retzei as well. So Yalev Yovim lo shiyamtu v'chush lemoed v'rosh chodesh b'retzei v'lachzini. You're right. Okay. We'll stop off here just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned that with regards to the Omein after the Uvnei, it's to separate between the Reis and the Rabbonon. We learned that initially it was said quietly, and now there's no Akpod anymore, you can say it loud as well. However, it's the right thing to do is to make a split second of interruption between before you say the Omein. We learned about don't change the Nusach, basically. Don't add Malchus Hashem to Malchus Beis David. We mentioned also, don't change other Nuschos and Seif Dalet. With regards to Retzei V'Achlitzeinu and Yalev V'Yovoy, they are placed where they are placed because that's Bakosh Rachmim. If you forget Retzei and you say Yalev V'Yovoy, you can say Retzei after Yalev V'Yovoy. And the reason why it was instituted beforehand is because of Todi V'Sheinu Todi Koidem. We also learned that there's no problem of Bado Rachamons in Brachim. No, there's no problem of Bakosh Rachmim because it's so common, universally accepted, it's become no issue of Shelas Tzrochov B'Shabbos. It's Teufes Brocho B'Fnei Atzmo. Good evening, Rabbi Isaac.